Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 26th, 2024. Building Hope, a documentary on homelessness by locally based filmmakers Kane Lewis Productions, will debut this weekend in Castine, followed by a discussion with a panel of experts working on addressing the issue. Co-producer Melody Lewis-Kane and Cullen Ryan, Director of Community Housing of Maine, are here with the details. Cullen's up first.
Good morning. My name is Cullen Ryan. I'm the Executive Director of Community Housing of Maine. I've been working in the field of homelessness for 37 years, and I was pleased to be part of this film. It really is just a gorgeous film that I think will allow the viewer to have a pretty deep understanding of the nature of homelessness, of different people who have experienced it, and also be able to leave with a sense of hope that we know how to end homelessness and that there's a pathway out of this mess. And I just am so impressed with both Dick and Melody for creating a film that takes such a complex subject and turning it into one that really is understandable by the viewer and also really brings you into the whole world of both people experiencing homelessness and people who are working to end it in a way that I think is going to leave somebody really feeling like they have got a complete story.
My name is Melody Lewis-Kane, and I'm the co-producer of the film Building Hope on homelessness. When we first were approached to make a film on homelessness in Maine, we had no idea of the complexities of the subject. Our goal was to put a face on those unhoused people, let them tell their stories, address the solutions, and encourage people to get involved. We found people with incredible stories. I'll mention just three. The film begins with Aneva, a 30-year-old woman with two children, an early childhood educator with two college degrees. The pandemic caused her to lose her job, her home, and now she lives in Bangor's tent city, homeless. Amelia, an employed, hardworking contractor, suffered the trauma of domestic violence, leading to losing her apartment. After 2 years of homelessness with her daughter, she found the help of Homeworthy in Rockland and now has a home, continues her job, and has restarted her apothecary business. Third, James is one of the most kind and gentle people I've ever met. He spent nearly 25 years in prison. Homeless when released, he found help with the housing navigator from the Bangor Area Homeless Shelter. Now, with the help of a government voucher, he has an apartment owned by Collins Community Housing of Maine in Bangor and a job at Chipotle. We also had the privilege and became acquainted with those dedicated folks working in the field, from politicians like Angus King and Rachel Talbot Ross to those with boots on the ground. Our hope is in that seeing this film, it will help people understand that this could be any of us and to get involved. One of the things that Rachel Talbot Ross said in her interview with us was that Maine has always been a place where we helped our neighbor. When she was a child and she walked down the street, people would look out for her. And she's hoping we can get back to that because every person is a human being and deserves that dignity and respect. And she's just an amazing person, and she will be on the panel.
That was Melody Lewis-Kane, co-producer, along with Richard Kane, of the documentary Building Hope, and Cullen Ryan, director of Community Housing of Maine. The film will premiere this coming Saturday in Castine, and there will, as they mentioned, also be a discussion with a panel of experts. Those include Speaker of the House of Representatives in Maine, Rachel Talbot Ross, Cullen Ryan, who you just heard from, Tracy Hare, the former director of HOME, Dr. Katie Spencer White, director of Mid-Maine Homeless Shelter and Services, and James Rain, the formerly unhoused person that you heard them mentioning as well. That's happening this coming Saturday, the 29th, at the UU Congregational Church in Castine from 4 to 6 p.m. More information can be found at kanelewis.com. That's kanelewis.com. The UU Church would like to get a head count, so they request that people call and let them know that they will be attending. Their phone number is 326-9083. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.